Welcome back. How's it feel to sit on the football field this morning?
You know, it feels great. You know, being out there with your teammates and everything else, and you really realize how much you miss it when you're not able to come here and go to work and be in meetings and hang around the guys and get out there and play something you love. So it was great to be out here.
How hard was it to sit there and watch the games on TV and not be able to help your team out?
You know, it was difficult. You know, it's a little bit of a helpless position, but you know, these guys did a great job and they fought hard and prepared hard, and I'm just happy we're 2-0.
Russ, is there anything you'd like to clarify about your suspension? Anything you want us to know about it?
You know, I've moved on from it. You know, I think I've put out you know, my disappointment and everything, and really, I'm just ready to move on and look forward to this season.
You said you were going to form or look into the drug testing policies of the NFL. Is that something you're serious about doing? Have you done anything about that during your time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had a lot of time on my hands, and I said it was flawed, and you know, and we got it fixed, and I think. You know, that's just kind of going to show that, you know, it was flawed and it's fixed now. And you know, we can move on from it.
Wes, can you tell us a little bit about that time and how you've been
doing? Working out, you know, doing honeydew chores, not very well. But you know, just working out and staying here. You know, it seemed like every other day I was kind of going back and forth on whether I was coming back or not and different things like that. And, you know, everybody worked really hard to get myself and some other guys back there on the field. And it's a good thing to see.
Do you have to knock off some rust to be able to play some?
You know, that's what practice is for. And so, you know, I've been working hard, but there's obviously nothing like coming out here and getting reps out here in practice and hopefully, you know, get some of the rust off me and get ready to go on Sunday.
Do you feel like you're making an impact?
I felt good. I really did. You know, it's just always tough to simulate actual running routes and being out there on the field and the pads on and everything else. So, but for the most part, I feel good. What's that? That's a coach's decision. So I'm just going out and working hard and preparing like I'm going to play. And at the end of the day, that's their decision.
Do you feel like you make an impact if you do play, though?
What's that?
Can you make an impact if you do play? Do you feel like yourself?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You know.
When were you cleared medically?
I mean, you'd have to check with the staff on that. I'm not really sure. Sometimes past week or so, I'm not really sure.
Do you have any reservations? Do you think for health reasons the suspension was a blessing in disguise for you?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know, you always hate to miss any time at all. You know, but you know, especially with head injuries and different things like that. You know, every week is and every day is a good thing for it. You know, not the way I want it to happen, but you know, it is what it is.
So are you appreciative that whether it's former teammates, current teammates, folks in the media, fans care about your well-being and think maybe you should sit out longer because of the 3 concussions in less than a year, and you just say worry about. You worry about yourself, and I'm going to worry about Wes Logan.
No, I mean, I appreciate their concern. I do. But at the same time, I feel great. And you know, I feel sharp, and I feel ready to go. And you know, from there, I just keep on working hard and getting ready.
What do you think about to really read through the new policy?
I know the key points that all the player reps voted on and different things like that. So I wouldn't say every single detail, but I know the key points.